Amy Skye is with me in studio right now on the jukebox here at the New Classical FM. Amy, it's delightful to have you here. Thank you for dropping by.
Thank you, Alexa. Thank you for having me. And I just want to correct you. There's a whole bunch of people on this record. So Mark Masri sings with me on a couple other songs, but that was a different Mark. That was Mark Jordan.
Oh, I got the wrong Mark.
That's okay.
My apologies.
No problem. I just, people would want to know because we're going to talk about what that song's about Mark Jordan is my husband, so there's a special significance to sing that particular song with him.
Tell me about the song right now.
So that on the CD, Twilight Rose, there's a song called A Parent's Blessing, and I record one version all in English, which you just heard, and another version which is both Hebrew and English. And I wanted my husband, Mark Jordan, to particularly sing that song with me because it's about a parent... a blessing for your children and your hopes for your children that they will thrive and that they'll stay connected to you as they grow.
That's beautiful. That's one of the tracks from your most recent CD, Twilight Rose, which what they sent me here about it is that you're returning to your Jewish roots and you've taken classic Hebrew prose and prayers and reinterpreted them with your modern Zen sensibility, which is quite the combination. Now, after 20 years of recording and performing music, pop music, I guess, with spiritual overtones, what caused you to turn to your Jewish roots now?
Well, you know, it's a project that I've wanted to do since I was a teenager. Some of the first songs I ever wrote were when I was just developing as a songwriter. I would take some Hebrew prayers and set them to music. And I always thought it was a beautiful thing to do. And, you know, every great classical composer has taken spiritual texts and interpreted them with the music of the time. And I think it's really relevant to take your own faith's texts. And if you're an artist, you know, write music that sounds relevant to you for the year that you're living in. And I guess the little kind of nudge for me was when my mom passed away 5 years ago. And I wanted to do a project that would sort of honor her memory. And that's what this was. It's kind of a salute to her and the faith tradition that she raised me in.
Twilight Rose. Can you explain the name of the CD? It's beautiful.
So one of the songs on the CD is a song called Erev Shel Shoshanim. And in Hebrew, that means Evening of Roses. And it's actually a very, very well-known a love song that's played at most Jewish weddings and been recorded in a lot of different nationalities and different countries. It's a beautiful song. So most of the songs on the CD, Twilight Rose, come from songs that you would hear at a Friday night Shabbat service at a synagogue. And Erev Shel Shoshanim is one of those.
You have a concert coming up as part of Jewish Music Week. It's at the Zoomerplex here in Liberty Village. It's called Sky in the City. It's on Monday, May 22nd at 8 p.m. You will be, first of all, Twilight Rose will be available there if would like their own copy. And you'll be singing tracks from the CD as well as some of your other music.
Yes, I'm going to feature mostly the songs in Hebrew and English from Twilight Rose. But I'm also going to sing a few of my pop hits that people would know from just listening to pop radio.
Who's performing with you? Who's accompanying
you? I'll have two musicians from my band, Mark LaLama on piano and Jamie Oakes on guitar. And I'll also be using some backing tracks because I've got a lot of beautiful, really exotic instruments, sitar and dilruba and
cello. Yeah, I read the list of instruments.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really kind of like a world music pop world music record, and we couldn't get the whole band here. So they'll hear them, people in the concert. They'll be accompanying us on backing tracks.
Where are you based? Are you in Toronto?
I am. I live in Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, how wonderful. Yeah. So you have a website,
amysky.com. And then there's a second website for the CD called twilightrosemusic.com. So if people want to preview the music or buy the sheet music, a lot of people have been asking me about the sheet music. They can get it there.
Great.
They can also get the music on iTunes or Spotify.
And before I let you go, your kids, whom the opening prayer was for, they've turned out to be musicians as well.
Yeah, Mark and I have two kids, Zoe and Ezra, and they're both singer-songwriters in their own right. And every once in a while, I drag them into the studio with me, and Zoe's singing background vocals with me on one song, and Ezra is playing piano and B3 organ on a couple of songs.
Amy Skye, thank you. Amy Sky has been my guest here at Classical 96.3 FM. Go to jewishmusicweek.com for tickets and information to her Monday, May 22nd concert at 8 p.m. here at the Zoomer Hall. You can also go to skyinthecity.eventbrite.ca. Thanks, Amy.